I see you dead. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Bert Crackler and Ed Helms taking you home till 4 o'clock. Or third base and Bill O'Brien. Either way, and we're still trying to figure out Nick, but we do that on a daily basis. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects, it's ESPN 97.5. Barry in San Antonio on his world tour of comedy. Standing room only and select houses with big audience levels only, please,
all
from
right.
this
Rub
point
it
forward.
In. Yeah, that would be good. All right, so I tweeted out a picture that I took back when I was in Oklahoma City. I had made a joke about, oh, look, I used to have all these chins, and then I ate carbs, and they went away. And then whoever it was that sent the picture of Ed Helms getting a perm, I was like, my God, it looks just like when I took that picture. Mm-hmm. I put them side by side and tweeted it out. I'm having a hard time deciding who I look more like, Ed Helms in this picture or MC Search in the other picture. I'm with you. It's kind of weird. But I will say this, Ed Helms, sexy AF.
What are you in just, his commercial now?
Just because we look alike.
When he dresses up in that commercial and tries to convince people of the same thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
With the mustache.
That black mustache.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
What else is going on? What did we? There was one other thing I wanted to mention to you.
I can tell you this thing because we love talking basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the fabulous Twitter spat or social media spat that has broken out because Steven Jackson, of all people, got in the middle of this Jimmy Butler and Andrew Wiggins thing?
I saw a little bit of it, but enlighten the people.
It is absolutely fantastic. So a lot of people speculating as to the reasons why Jimmy Butler wants out of Minnesota. And at first it was because he didn't see eye to eye with Karl Anthony Towns, and Karl Anthony Towns is the future, and so he knows his days are numbered, so he wants out. So after he made the announcement and said he wanted out, Andrew Wiggins' brother tweeted, "Hallelujah," as if to say that Jimmy Butler wants out. To which Jimmy Butler posted a picture where he was working out and really busting his ass. And after he finishes a drill and then running up a hill, he gets to the camera and he says, "Hallelujah," as if to say, "Yeah, I got you right here." Mm-hmm. You know. So with all that being said, Steven Jackson then chimes in and does an Instagram video where he basically starts out by saying Jimmy Butler has worked his tail off. Jimmy Butler's a guy that has earned his stripes. He shows a lot of heart. And then he starts going, "Young fella, maybe you need to take some lessons. Maybe you need to work on your heart. Maybe you need to work on some things." To which Wiggins then responds with, "Old dudes stay hating like he was anything special, bum ass. I keep that same energy everywhere I go." And basically, exclamation marks, left it there. To which Steven Jackson basically said, "I hope you find the energy. I hope you figure it all out. And basically, you better hope you don't cross me on the street."
Uh-oh.
So it got really entertainingly nasty yesterday.
Is Steven Jackson about that thug life?
Yeah. Port Uh-oh. Arthur, baby.
Oh, ho, ho. Better watch out.
Yeah, so he posted two videos, and the second one was basically like, "You know what, young fella? You know, I hope you pull it. I hope you show heart. I hope you do a lot of things. At the same time, you better know me before you say those things." It was basically like, "I'll see you when I'm crossing the street." And it's like, you probably don't want to mess with him.
No, not smart. Not
so I'll retweet
idea.
The article, but it got really interesting yesterday. And the whole thing continues to be kind of like the drama that makes basketball relevant in September.
By the way, I was doing the – yeah, that's – I love a good Twitter spat between adults.
Yeah, you do. I know this.
But I was – just to touch on it, I don't know if he's back yet or not. Don't really care. But I ran Nick's picture through the Google image search.
Yes.
One of the names that came up, Grant Hill.
What?
I don't get it. I'll
take Grant Hill.
At least his nose is straight, right, Nick? Because some of these people are disrespecting you with the beak. It's not right.
Grant's educated, went to Duke.
Yep.
That's not what you can't a see ball an education. Nobody looks like their
Why
education.
Why did I know Barry was coming back at you with
what
that?
What kind of dumbass? Oh, well, he looks smart. No,
I'm
you
just
can't
saying,
tell
I
that.
Look like a guy that that's educated. That's all I'm saying.
Well, do you?
I do. Wow. Like Grant Hill.
I mean, according to Google, you do, I guess. I'm going to put these side by side and see if it's worth tweeting out.
Duke versus gay porn. I mean, he'll take Duke every time.
Well, who's the fat lady that did the side by side with you, Barry?
The fat lady?
Yeah. That's
Ed Helms.
The fat lady with the
That's
glasses.
Ed Helms with curlers?
Yeah.
That's her. Ed Helms, yeah.
That's not a woman,
yeah,
bro.
It pretty much, it's
That's
pretty close.
Ed Helms.
It's pretty close to a woman.
No, it's not a woman. By the way, I think you might have bigger ears than Grant Hill.
Oh,
I have massive ears.
Yeah, I'm going to put these side by side, tweet this out.
I think you have
see.
A bigger chin than that fat woman.
Oh,
Jesse
oh.
Barron says Nick look-alike is Joe Pantoliano.
I don't know who that is.
He's been kind of like a side actor in a lot of mafia films and things. Mm. But he just tweeted it. He tagged us. But
oh, he did?
Yeah, I'm not with that either. No.
No.
He looks like he looks like he'd be Nick's grandfather.
I'm putting these side by side. Wow, I don't know. It's not far off, Nick. I'm gonna say.
Yeah, some of them are not bad, but still.
Who? Joe Pantoliano?
No, Nick and Grant Hill.
I didn't see the Grant Hill one.
I haven't either.
I've got it right here. I'm about to tweet it out. Yeah, Barry's funny. I'm about to tweet it out for you guys.
I would love it if Blummer, by the way, dropped a Burt Crackler tonight.
Because Burt Crackler.
He liked the tweets and everything.
Did you see Trey corrected you and said it's Cracklin?
Yeah, too bad. It's already the train has left the station on Burt Crackler. Don't try and jump in now.
Yeah.
All he needs to know is realize it's just another thing we've done for him to make him look good.
All right. The tweet is going out, Nick. So you'll have to decide. I think that your ears might be a little bigger, but I could be wrong.
All right, before we go to break, Mike's been holding. He wanted to get back in on this wild card exchange we were talking about in terms of what to do with baseball. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I was thinking, here's a suggestion on the wild card situation. If they added just one more team to each league, the AL and the NL, and then had the wild card team with the worst record play the team with the divisional winner with the best record, and then, you know, vice versa down the line, and then you would eliminate the ridiculous play-in game and everything that entails with wasting your best pitcher and then not having them ready for the next round.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Mike. Barry, thoughts?
I don't know if I followed exactly, but now you're punishing a team that would get a bye, right? Like, essentially, you're saying that this team...
No, essentially, he's saying that everybody play... There's no wild card anymore, but there's a wild card, but that's a five-game series. Like all the other series across the board, but you add an extra team so that you don't have the two wild cards playing a one game and then that team goes on to play the team with the best record. If you add one more team, that worst of the three wild cards would play the best record in the league. The two wild cards would then end up playing the other two division winners.
Okay, so you've got three wild card teams playing the division winners.
Yes.
And obviously it's seeded.
And the worst record versus the best and vice, you know, and so on and so forth.
Keep in mind, though, that because you didn't win your division, you might actually still have a better record as a wild card team than a division winner.
That's a good point.
So if you're going to seed it.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Seed it, if you're going to have six teams, you might have to seed it by actual record, right?
Very good point, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Absolutely. I mean, it's not bad. I just found it interesting, and somebody made the point there. I think it was Josh Rapp that said, you know what? At least we can talk about improving baseball. 20, 30 years ago, that was just, no, there's you don't touch baseball. I think there's a lot of things that could improve baseball.
Yeah, P. Randizzle was all over the fact that at least we can have that discussion now.
Was it him? Okay, I thought it was Josh. Yeah. It sounds like a thing Josh Rapp
Don't give Josh Rapp too much question.
But he's right. I mean, you know, automating a strike zone and DH in both leagues, these are all things that I'm a proponent of, that I love the idea of both of those things. And I wouldn't be opposed to maybe switching it up to make it more interesting throughout the year. I think the wild card was a great step in the right direction, though.
Okay. There you have it. All right, we're going to continue to move on. We're on a reminder now because we're getting a lot of texts, a lot of tweets. You're following the directions, which we like. Sigmund Bloom, our fantasy football expert, joins us at 2:30. So we got one more segment, and at the end of the next segment, that's when you start calling in if you want to call and talk to him directly. Otherwise, keep throwing your suggestions for fantasy football via text and Twitter. Barry's going to catalog them and get them out there for Sigmund, and we'll do rapid fire. So that's coming up as well. Don't go anywhere. It's much more of the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Did you see the Grant hit?
Ready? From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, y'all like to play fantasy football? We know, because Sigmund Bloom's coming up at 2:30, and you guys like to ask him questions to get your league and lineup straight. Well, if you don't want to get locked in for a whole season, you can play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Pro Football Pick'em, brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the entire season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a dinner for four at Chuy's. Wow.
Nice.
How about that? Originating in Austin, Chuy's is a fun and funky Tex-Mex restaurant that serves authentic and fresh food in a fun and funky atmosphere, appealing to everyone in 15 locations throughout Texas, several in Houston. Not sure how funky it gets, but I know that they're funky because it says so. So there you go. ESPN975.com. Check it out with the Pro Football Pick'em.
Yeah, good luck to that. I love Chuy's, man.
You like the green sauce, don't you?
The ranch sauce, yeah.
I don't know what you call it. It's green.
Yeah, I think they just call it the green sauce, yeah. I don't know. I didn't know that they started in Austin until we started doing promos with them. That's pretty cool. But I also know that when it comes to using the phrase fun and funky, it drives me insane because I used to watch on on the weekends, my wife would put on like Fix This House or something like that.
Okay.
And they would decorate. And every time a decorator would want to do something, she'd be like, I think if we could do something here, just make it fun and funky. And I would have to leave the room because I would want to smash the TV. So
I think some weekends when you get a little bit too fun and funky, you end up with the green sauce. I don't know.
All right.
Well, just there. Okay.
See, it was just there.
It's just there.
By the way, working on a picture here of Nick, our own Nicholas Sciarra.
Got to be flattering, I'm sure, because you and him and back and forth and
Nick,
as if we don't have enough help from the Twitter.
I'm going to argue Grant Hill's ears are bigger than mine, though. I'm not
going
to let him.
I couldn't believe you were going with it early.
I mean,
they're massive.
They are big. they are.
Those are some speakers.
We could use that to fix our signal.
It looks like a car door.
I don't know if we can fix your signal, but you could blast them to Galveston.
Our signal? It looks like a car coming down the road with the doors open, which I think is a joke from D.L. Hughley. Speaking of, new special out, really good. I'm halfway through it so far and really enjoying D.L. Hughley's special.
Are you listening to it on specials on tape while you're driving?
No, Netflix.
Oh.
I was checking it out. I don't know if you know this, but I didn't have a show last night.
I know, but I was just wondering if while you're driving, you did something else on book on tape again.
Uh-uh. No, I did not. All right, Nick, this is the last one I'm going to do. I'm sorry for this.
I don't think you are.
This is going to be so bad.
Yeah, I don't think
you're
sorry.
The fact that he's apologizing in advance.
Exactly. He's not really sorry. Sorry, not sorry is what this
is. I'm just going to tweet out. I'm sure I got one fat pic of you somewhere.
Oh, one? There's plenty of fat pics of me, bro.
Oh, you a-hole. Oh, my God. Did you see this?
Not yet.
Delete that immediately.
No. That's... Oh, man.
That is terrible. That looks so bad. Look, man, I was eating a lot of nachos at that time. Like a lot of nachos.
You mean nacho shirt? It's nacho
shirt?
Oh,
my goodness. Dude, your buttons. You ever seen, like... two kids being pulled in both directions by a parent, like they're like one has each arm, and they're like, "No, come with me. No, you come with me." That's what your button looks like. Your shirt is like pulling it in two different directions, and it's barely hanging in there. Like I can hear your button screaming.
The picture on the left, I can confirm that's me. That picture on the right,
that's the same shirt.
Nope,
with the same
that's a blue
buttons.
One. The one I was wearing is purple.
Dude, your buttons earned their money at that time in your life. They earned every cent that you paid for them.
I can't. Why am I not getting the picture yet?
I don't know. I just tweeted out. At Barry's
Funny.
Joel
is always so behind on Twitter. Go to @BarryIsFunny. Click tweets. There's a media section.
I don't need you yelling at me right now.
Boom, right there.
Hey, listen.
I'm trying to Joel's help you like, out.
Did you fax it to me, Barry?
No. Look, love button. Just slow down here.
Did you send it to my fax line? Maybe you could take a...
That's funny.
Maybe
Nick,
you could take
you
a Polaroid
the purple shirt.
And mail it.
Yeah, it's purple.
That's purple, that plaid thing?
Yeah, it's purple.
That's not purple.
It is, I promise you. I know that exact
it is?
Shirt. It's purple.
It's, not in the, it's just a bad picture?
Yeah, like
probably,
the color's
probably
off
Joel's
in the pic.
Camera. Probably Joel's camera phone.
Suck it, Barry.
Hey, by the way, so we got Sigmund Bloom joining us at 2:30 in a couple of minutes here. We've got plenty of text on the text line. We're still going to be able to take calls. I do want to say one thing. Don't send me 15 questions on the text line from the same number. One, you get one. And yes, I look for that. You can't send in and just flood the text line with 50 questions. So I'm talking to you, 9045. You can't send in 15,000. Like, you get one. Everybody gets one. All right. Okay. I just had to get that out of the way.
We already got Joe on the line.
Yeah, he's early. Yeah,
Joe's smart. 713-780-3776. Get on the phone line because we go calls first. Joe's smart. He listens. He knows. Calls first to get your questions answered by Sigmund for show.
There you have it.
I can't wait to do picks because I can't wait to give out the records.
Oh, God. Here's again the freaking Herb Albert, the trumpet player, is going to be blowing his horn again. I feel it coming.
Listen, NCAA, it's neck and neck. Football, it's not even close.
Bro, I got tired of winning all of them. So this year I'm giving you a chance.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I know I got at least three picks right.
Well, I can't. Look, listen. You and I have a lot of things I can bring to the table. I can't explain Nick. I didn't even know. I thought when he came back from Vegas, he said he had a good weekend last weekend. And then when the ESPN site posted our picks and where we stand, and he hasn't won a game yet?
Look,
this isn't fantasy baseball, bro. You don't want that tab for all those wings.
Bro, why are we publishing this stuff? Is this AJ's idea?
Yes.
I'm not even talking about that game. I'm talking about our show picks.
Oh, I know.
I wasn't even talking about the on-air one that gets published on Sports Map that we all send to AJ. At least in the one we do for the show, Nick has a pick right. But
oh God.
But just the one.
I was gonna say. I'm sure there's a comment coming after that.
He's 1-8 on the
Nicholas!
Year.
Nicholas,
1-8.
You need a closer.
I'm doing well in fantasy.
When you sent me your picks, I was like,
would you go out and get a closer for your fantasy team?
When you sent me your picks, I was like, oh, he's been hacked. This can't be.
I was so busy on Radio Row, honestly.
I know. I
was
give you credit,
so.
Though.
I barely. I think I got the picks in like an hour late too, like an hour after the show started. I just literally submitted any picks, honestly.
You guys are doing. You're beating me in college, though. You're both 5-4. I'm 4-5. So
who's
well
5-4
done.
And who's 4-5?
You and Joel are 5-4, and I'm 4-5.
Okay.
So we're one game in college. In NFL, not so good. Not going as well for either of you guys. Okay. Maybe y'all should just let me do it.
Okay, Barry the Greek. Keep doing what you do.
You know what? You know what's going to be hilarious is you should save this because by the end of the year, I'm going to lose so badly that you're going to want to use this audio against me later.
Oh, absolutely. I should save this.
Oh, yeah, you should. Okay. Also, don't save that shirt because there's no saving those buttons.
I can't fit into it anymore. I ain't even lying.
You can't fit into that shirt?
Nah, I have to throw it away. Man. I have to retire the purple plaid shirt, man.
Don't throw it away. Donate it.
Man. Well, that's what I mean. I never throw away clothes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got Sigmund Bloom coming up next. So now is the time, people. Load up the lines and let's go. NASCAR Johnny is in line with Joe. They are going to ask Sigmund Bloom the first two questions, but we have all of your texts, all of your tweets, and we're going to get to as many as possible as we do rapid fire with Sigmund Bloom coming up next. It's the second half right around the corner. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back, Usual Suspects. 90 in the windshield, 90 in the still the rear. We're good. Yep, we got it. It's that time, everybody. I know you guys chomp at the bit every week to get your fantasy questions answered, and we are lucky enough to have Sigmund Bloom from FootballGuys.com join us each and every week to answer those questions for you. Without further ado, and I don't want to waste any more time, Sigmund, how are you, my friend?
Good. You know, we're up to speed now, 2 weeks in, and we can feel the wind in our hair, and there's a lot of things to react to.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point you bring up. Is 2 weeks enough to say, okay, yeah, you can believe in some of these guys that maybe you had questions about, or do we still need to wait a little more time?
I think it is. Well, I mean, when we're setting our lineups, we should expect Tampa's passing game to look the way it did in the first 2 weeks. Steelers aren't going to slow them down. We should expect Kansas City's passing game to look the way it did it in the first 2 weeks. San Francisco's not going to slow them down. So, and then on the downside of things, we're not going near any Buffalo Bills. Maybe we're playing David Johnson, but we're not really looking at Arizona as an offense. And otherwise, you know, we're starting to get some ideas of, at the very least, if not where offenses are, the right questions to be asking about them in week three.
There you go. All right. Without further ado, let's get this. We've got a ton of calls and tweets and texts. So let's go to the phone line right now. NASCAR Johnny, what's your question for Sigmund Bloom?
Hey, Sigmund, a quick question. Will Disley or Eric Ebron for now and the foreseeable future?
Yeah, Eric Ebron. Disley's a blocking tight end looking good, but Jack Doyle's banged up. Ebron's Andrew Luck's best red zone target right now.
Are you sitting Doyle this week because of being hurt?
We're hearing about his blocking. We're hearing about how well he's doing as a blocker, which tells me that that's going to be, especially with the injuries they have on the offensive line and how things are going with Eric Ebron, that you know, you're going to see Ebron as the primary receiving tight end and Doyle as the primary blocking tight end.
Very good. All right, up next on the phone lines, Joe. Joe, what's your question for Sigmund?
Yes, Lewis, Coleman, and Hyde, 2 out of 3. And I have a question about a trade. Some guy traded Luck for P. Barber. How do you feel about that trade?
I think Peyton Barber is going to get replaced eventually. I might be still thinking about picking up Ronald Jones just because Peyton Barber's not adding anything. He's a lunch pail guy. But in this offense, they can do more. So I'd be trading away Peyton Barber. Coleman has to be in. Devontae Freeman will be back. But between Hyde and Lewis, I would say in a points-per-reception league, I prefer Lewis with his involvement in the passing game. Otherwise, I'd play Hyde tonight in a non-PPR league with the way they go to him at the goal line.
There you go. All right, 713-780-3776. If you have questions for Sigmund, we always take phone calls first, so hop on the phone lines. You can get those answered, and then we'll get to your texts and your tweets. Up next on the phone lines is Dave. Dave, what's up?
Yeah, Sigmund, I'm in a PPR league. I have Sammy Watkins, John Brown, Josh Gordon, and Marvin Jones Jr. I need to start two of them.
I would go with Watkins and Brown. Gordon, we want to see how he gets involved. Marvin Jones is actually the third best fantasy option, and this week he might draw Stephon Gilmore, so he goes to the bench.
All right, up next on the phone lines, Rich.
Hey, what's going on? Two quick positions. Which defense will I play? Rams, Texans, or Bears? Or which QB, Breeze or Rodgers? And that's it.
Yeah, that's a good choice to have between Breeze and Rodgers. I would probably, just because Rodgers still is 100%, I'd go with Breeze. He just missed 2 touchdowns he should have gotten last week. And I would not sit the Bears defense right now. Certainly not going to Arizona to play Sam Bradford.
All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. Trevor, you're up.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sigmund, for a standard, a pretty deep standard league at running back, would you play Buck Allen, Sonny Michelle, or Derrick Henry? And do you like the Browns D tonight versus the Jets or Philly versus Indy on Sunday?
Ooh, I mean, you can't really go wrong with either of those defenses. The Eagles' defense at home is always stifling. The Browns' defense has been a good defense, and they're playing rookie. I'd probably actually go with the Browns, but it's really a coin flip. They're both good choices. Sony Michel is the guy I go with. He had 11 touches on 13 snaps last week, so they feel good about him. That's just his first game back. I think against Detroit, you're going to see him handle most of the touches and be very valuable.
All right, Nick, who'd I leave off with? Do we have Jesus up next?
Yeah, let's start with Jesus.
All right, Jesus, what's up, man?
Yes, this is Jesus. I have a question. Watson, for quarterback or Fitzpatrick?
Wow. I would go with Deshaun Watson, but that because he played so well and because they're home against the Giants, I like him a lot this week. I still have Fitzpatrick. They're both in my top six or seven, so I'm not discouraging anyone from playing Ryan Fitzpatrick, but I play Watson over him.
Sean, you're next.
Hey, man. I got 14-team leagues and PPR. I need a recommendation on deep horse, black horses for tight end that you think I can pick up. There's some names still some out there that might trend up the following weeks.
Yeah, well, Vance McDonald is getting healthy for the Steelers. We see what Jesse James has been able to do there. Jake Butt, chance to say Butt on the air. He's getting more passes. Hey, Pat, get it past the sensors, however you can, huh?
That's right.
So maybe Austin Seferin Jenkins didn't get drafted. He's had a touchdown, one take off the board, and then he had one last week. Will Dissly came up earlier. You know, we'll see if the rookie Hayden Hurst for Baltimore, once he's healthy, does more. That's someone maybe you could add and see what happens there. Virgil Green for the Chargers with Antonio Gates, even coming out of retirement, not doing too much. Maybe he'll play a bigger role going forward.
All right, there you go. Jay, you're up next.
Hey, I have a flex position left, and can I play Jarvis Landry tonight, or we believe in a Phillip Lindsay in Baltimore?
I'd go with Landry as long as he's active. I do believe in Phillip Lindsay, but it's a tough road matchup. Case Keenum's not playing that well. I think it might be a long afternoon for the Denver offense.
Very good. All right, a couple of more, and then we're going to have to break it here. Nestor, you're up.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Duke Johnson and Derrick Henry, are either of them worth keeping?
I would keep Derrick Henry and hope that Marcus Mariota is better. He'll have some better games. I wouldn't keep Duke Johnson right now. He's just not riffing with Tyrod Taylor. Maybe if Baker Mayfield takes over eventually, we'll go back to Duke Johnson.
Okay, Joshua, you are up next, my friend. Go.
All right, you kind of answered my first question. So I guess I'm trying to decide between Aaron Jones and Duke Johnson. So I'm guessing you're going to tell me go Aaron Jones.
Yeah, we know that he's had 100-yard games in the last year, and maybe Green Bay doesn't use him a lot, but if they do, I think he'll get a role and hold on to it. So I would be carrying Jones over Duke Johnson.
All right.
Appreciate
is this
you.
Right? Yeah, is this right, Nick? 30 is the name?
I believe so. 3-0 or 30, one of the two.
All right, you're up.
30. So question, bottom of the barrel, I got basically touchdowns versus targets in Njoku or Safarian Jenkins. I'll hang up. Thank you.
I'd go with Safarian Jenkins because Blake Bortles is playing really well, and I think that they're going to pass a lot, and Tennessee's defense doesn't scare me.
Okay, Josh, go.
Hey, guys. Dilemma, Tom Brady or Fitzpatrick?
Ooh, yeah, right? Lots of fun questions. I'd go with Brady, though, because look, Detroit has given up 78 points in their two games, and in the other two games those teams played, they put up a combined 28 points. Lions defense is not good. Patriots, you got to have all your Patriots in this week.
Sigma, what do you do if you have Jameis Winston on your team and you're looking at Ryan Fitzpatrick and what he's doing and the talk is they're not going to move away from him until he cools off? Do you hang on to Winston? I mean, you probably already had a backup plan because he was out.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a reason to hold on to Winston just because this offense looks so good. Todd Monken calling the plays. It's night and day from last year. There's so much fantasy potential there. And Ryan Fitzpatrick does get hurt. But you're right. I think even if they lose to the Steelers, which they're not going to, Fitzpatrick remains the starter. So in the fast-paced leagues, in the short bench leagues, I think you are probably dropping Jameis Winston and maybe coming back to him at the first sign of trouble for Ryan Fitzpatrick. But for now, you can use that roster spot better elsewhere.
All right, we got time for three more, so let's go with Alex first. Alex, what's up?
Hey, I got a two-parter. So I'm in a PPR, and I need Hogan or Kelsey in the flex, and either Stafford or Alex Smith at the QB.
You go with Stafford because I think that's going to be a high-scoring game Sunday night, and I can't bench Kelsey. I can't bench any part of the Chiefs' big part. You know, I'm not benching Watkins. I'm not benching Hunt. Obviously not Hill or Mahomes right now. I want to get a piece of the Chiefs' offense in my lineup if I can.
Dan, make it quick.
Not the most ideal, but Marshawn Lynch or Isaiah Crowell?
Yeah, go with Lynch. The Cleveland run defense is tough, and Lynch should at least get his 15 or 20 touches.
And last one of the day, John, you got it.
Yeah, hi. 10-team league PPR, Stafford or Burrow?
Go with Stafford. He played really well in the comeback bid, and I do think that you're going to see a lot of scoring Sunday night when Detroit and New England hook up.
Sigmund Bloom with footballguys.com, at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter. Sigmund, how can the people get a hold of you if they didn't get their questions answered? We didn't get to any text or tweets. We had so many phone calls. How can they get in touch with you, and how can you help them when you're not available?
Sure. Well, you know, Football Guys, I publish my rankings every week and tons of articles, and we do 9 free podcasts a week, so you can hear my opinions there. The Audible, or at the Football Guys message board, I answer questions on Sunday mornings, get to as many as I can. So if you just get a membership there, you can go ahead and come in on Sundays.
There it is. Sigmund Bloom got to say butt on the radio today. That's a win.
Yeah, it is. It brightens my day.
Have a good one, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Take care.
There you go. Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. As always, man, we appreciate it. I think it gets everybody in the right mindset for the weekend, and even included in these Thursday games. So that's why we have him on Thursday. So, all right, we'll be back with more right after this. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, second hour of the show. Almost through. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry's in San Antonio. Nick and I here in studio. Tomorrow we will be at Prime Social, the premier place to play poker in the H-Town area. Raheel Ramzanali filling in for Barry tomorrow. But before we get to more of the show, I do want to give you another chance to win some stuff, because that's what we do around here. We take care of you for taking care of us. Therefore, I'm not sure you're aware of this, but I think Nick should be extremely aware of this. The Whiskies of the World Tour returns to Houston. We have 2 tickets this Saturday, September the 22nd, Silver Street Studios. Really, really nice place in the Washington area, the Washington Avenue area. Whiskies of the World Expo, bringing together distillers from around the world to share their finest spirits and knowledge with whiskey enthusiasts. Discover the art of whiskey in the company of connoisseurs and whiskey celebrities and Nick. Hundreds of whiskeys to sample, seminars, food, cigar pairings, right down your alley. If you don't win the tickets, you can get them at eventbrite.com. We are going to give you the chance to win them, however, right now, right at this very moment, 713-780-3776, caller 15, you win 2 tickets to the Whiskies of the World event. Caller 15, 713-780-3776.
Good luck.
Yes, sir.
Hope you guys win.
Tyler's going. Nick, you going?
I'm aware of it. Yeah, I think he is going. I haven't got any tickets yet. I haven't asked anybody. But yeah, I'm definitely interested.
Oh, you'll go. Did you hear the last part of it?
What?
Cigars, food,
whiskeys.
You're in. You're going. Don't even deny it.
Cigars and whiskey is hard to deny for me. So,
you a big cigar guy? You like
with whiskey? Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you? So I know you did, because we have it, I don't know if we discussed it yet, but John Gruden, I know it was mentioned yesterday briefly at least, but John Gruden has come out and said maybe the dumbest thing he could have possibly said in regards to not just being back and some of the decisions that he has done and it's been a struggle for Gruden, first of all. Let's be real, right? It looked like he was the old Gruden when they that first game, they go out and score early, and Marshawn Lynch is running like a man possessed, and everything is great, and Gruden's making his Chucky doll face, and the Raider Nation is back, and then it doesn't go so well. It doesn't end well. They're not looking as great. And you thought that it might be okay that he had traded Khalil Mack because they look like they were going to, you know, perform up to snuff a little bit. But boy, how quickly can it change? How quickly can things turn on a dime?
Well, and here's the thing. I don't think Gruden is as savvy as he thinks he is. He's not catching on to the fact the media, without bringing up the Mac situation, which he can get a little testy about, is just baiting him by saying, you know, are you concerned about your pass rush? Are you concerned about your defense? And he just buys right in, bites hook, line, and sinker, and starts talking about, well, you know, guys, they don't grow on trees, and college football, and what, you know, and you're like, John, you're not getting it, are you? You had him. You had a Hall of Fame player in the making, a generational type player sitting right smack dab in the middle of your defense, and you let him get away.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Is it's you think that you maybe, like, when they played the Rams, it looked like they were off to a hot start. That came crashing down pretty quick. They lose by 20. So that doesn't go well. But then you're like, well, it's the Rams. They're probably going to be good. Then you drop one to the Broncos, who aren't supposed to be that good. You lose that division game. And so, of course, the media is going to come to you and start asking you questions. Because when the season starts, you decided you don't need Khalil Mack. And so you don't want to talk to Khalil Mack. You have no discussions, no, you know, sincere discussions about keeping him. So you ship him out for some draft picks because you don't want to pay the guy. So after two games, when you've given up 33 points and 20 points to a bad Broncos team, people start asking you about your pass rush. And this is what you say.
In the league, a lot of teams are looking for pass rush. Why is it so hard to find a pass rush? What are those qualities?
It's hard to find a great one. It's hard to find a good one. It's hard to find one. You just said it. And, you know, college football now, they're not really dropping back to pass and throwing footballs anymore. They're throwing laterals and they're throwing bubble screens and they're running read options. So you got to train these guys. It takes a little bit of time to learn how to rush the passer. And we got some guys that are in that process right now.
You had a guy, dummy.
So you take the time, you train the guy, you get him to where you want him to be, and then you go, yeah, we're done.
You've got to be really not paying attention if you trade somebody like Khalil Mack, knowing that the media is going to ask you about it, and your response is, man, it's hard to find a good pass rusher. Bro, you had one.
Yep. I'll say this, though, and I'm going to go the other way. You guys might
it's
be shocked.
It's just so dumb.
Wait, you're going the other way?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, you've been going the other way for a while.
But here, well, here's the deal. I already said that John Gruden, I don't believe at him being in the coach. I don't think it's going to be a success. I actually think it's going to end really bad for the Raiders. If I'm wrong, fantastic. I'm actually a Derek Carr fan, want him to be successful. But when you're put in a situation where you're asked a question, and they didn't ask him specifically about the Raiders, they just said... generically, if you look around the league, everybody's looking for pass rushers. Well, of course they are. They're hard to find. He asked a generic question, and Gruden responded with a generic answer. What else do you want him to do? Like, he had to answer the question.
Yeah, but Nick, we don't know the context, but during that whole session, they were focused on how do you improve the defense? How do you work on, you know, getting, because they have, their pass rush has been non-existent.
Right. And I'm just doing specifically to this, because honestly, let's be real. That reporter's experience. Yep. Ask that question anywhere else on any other team, it's a dumb question. The only reason why, he's smart. He didn't even say your pass rusher. He just said, you know, why is this position so important? Well, of course it's important because it's hard to find. I mean, Greg Hardy, he allegedly threw a woman on a bed full of guns, and he still had a moment in the league because he was a pass rusher, and pass rushers are hard to find. So, I mean, the only thing you can do is answer the question when you're being asked. You know what I mean? Like, that's – and to be honest, I'm not a big fan of John Gruden coaching this team. I just think that if you're going to be asked a question generically, what else you want him to do? Like, he has to answer it.
But here's the problem with that, though, Nick. You can say, you know, pass rushers are hard to find. And, hey, we had a great one. So they're also hard to keep. Yep. Because we couldn't come to terms with him, or we couldn't make the salary work because we don't have the cap space, or whatever the reason that you let Khalil Mack walk out the door. And maybe it was a good one. Maybe they didn't feel like they could sign him or pay him what he wanted, and they just knew that. So they're not going to waste everybody's time. I don't know. But you could at least address the elephant in the room and say, hey, they're hard to find. And trust me, they can be hard to keep because they demand so much money. Look at the guy we just let go. Second highest paid player in the NFL. We couldn't make that work for us. So, yeah, you're right. It's hard to find, hard to keep, and hard to get sacks in the NFL.
They're doing it purposely.
Then you sound like you're intelligent. Otherwise, you just sound like an idiot.
They're baiting him. They're doing it purposely. He's fallen right into the trap by continuing to answer it. And he should just basically say, look, I'm done with the questions, okay? I know from a defensive perspective we got to up it, our performance level, our numbers, our sacks. Everything, but we've got enough stuff to worry about without having to keep getting these questions over and over again. Just put it to bed because they want him so that their follow-up questions can be directly to what Barry said. They want to go right back at the fact that you let one of the best possibly of all time get away.
So now, you guys just wanted him to acknowledge the fact that Khalil Mack is gone? Is that basically what you guys wanted?
We want him to acknowledge the fact that basically they made a mistake, that they let everything that they need, they want, and they're looking for, they let get away.
Yeah, and some people are texting the show saying Lance was talking about this morning that they didn't have the money to sign him. And they have $12 million in cap space for the year. So you going forward, what are you going to do with that? That may be the case, and that's fine.
But he was under contract for this year.
Yeah, but that's fine. And you got something for him without letting him walk as a free agent, and I get that. But say that. Don't just say they're hard to find. Come out and say, look, we had one, and we couldn't make the money work, and we didn't want to give him the second richest contract in the NFL because, we didn't want to do it. Whatever the reason is that you didn't want to do it, at least say it.
Yeah.
Just say it.
All right, there we go. We got 1 hour still to go, 2 in the books, 1 to go, the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. We make it?
Check it.
Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.